Grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season, step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning. Come on in. Water is fine. Come on now. Just begin to give Him some praise. Just because He's worthy, come on. Begin to give Him some praise. Just because He's worthy, not because of what He's going to do for you. He's going to do that anyway. Ha, glory. But just because He's worthy, the Bible says, give glory and honor to His name. Good morning, Patricia. Once again, we're not giving Him praise. We're not giving Him worship because of what He can do. We are doing what we're doing because He is worthy. And His name is due glory. Oh, come on now. Give Him glory to His name. Come on now. Let me just find this here real quick. Glory. Do His name. Come on now. Oh my gosh. Woohoo! There's several places. Okay. Let's go here. I think this is the one. Good morning, Sister Trina. Once again, we're going to give God glory to His name. High glory. Wow. Okay, here we go. Psalms chapter 29. High glory. Here, Keisha. Woo, somebody, oh my God. Come on, somebody give Him praise right now. Hell, listen. Come on now. Psalms 29, Hekesha. We're going to start this week off right. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread alone, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. So, listen, it's not going to be how much money you make. It's not going to be where your credit report is. It's not going to be what Pookie and them say and what Big Mama and them say. It's going to be because of the Word of God being released over your life, into your spirit, being meditated by your soul and manifest in the natural. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Here we go. Psalms 29. Look at what it says. Verse verse 1 and 2, and then we're going to go straight down to verse 11. It says, a psalm of David. Hold on, let me turn this down because I want you to hear. Ah, glory. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Sister Patricia, here we go. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Ah, glory. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, well, I got to read the whole thing. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of the Lord thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of the fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yes, the Lord. Now this word Lord right here that we're, it's Jehovah. Hey, Kesha. Yes, it's the Lord. It is Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah. Sitteth king forever. Verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So listen, when you give God glory, now I want you to get this. When you give God glory, do his name, it activates the Lord giving you strength. And the Lord will bless, empower his people with peace. Oh, come on now. Woo! I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Come on, somebody. Give him glory. Just take 30 seconds and give him glory. Father, we give you glory. We blow the trumpet in Zion. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you. We give you glory. We declare and decree that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we give you glory. Do your name. Now activate the strength. Activate the peace in our life right now. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen and amen. Now type, I receive it, it is so. Now listen, we've been right here that 2025 is the season you're anointed with God's divine grace. According to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And I'll read verse 12 and 13. And he sent and brought in David. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. This word anoint means to smear, to cover, to submerge in oil. For this is he. Now, here's the key about this season that you're in. Because of Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. This is why we give him glory, to his name, just because we love him, not because of what he does. And to them who are the called according to his purpose. This phrase, the called. Now, someone type this. I am the called. That means you are divinely selected and appointed. Come on now, get this. I want you to get it. You are the divinely, that means God selected and appointed. Okay? Woo, my aunt. Oh, my God. You are the called. You are the called. For who? Here's now, according to his purpose. Okay? According to his purpose. His purpose. For whom he foreknew, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, who he did predestinate, he called. Oh, come on now. Who he called, he justified. And who he justified, he also glorified. So when we give God glory, woo, and we glorify God, he comes back and he glorifies us. Woo, come on now. Somebody give him praise, give him glory right now, because you are being divinely selected and appointed. This is going to be the season that you are bound. You are abundantly furnished with. You shall, woo, he shall furnish you richly. Oh, and also, this is also going to be the season. Hold on, where's my little, I want you to see it. Where is it? This is the season. 5785 is the season that you will always have. Okay? So listen. Understand this. Yes, you might have went through some things. Now, listen, if you didn't get yesterday's broadcast, go back. High glory. Go back. Woo! And watch yesterday's broadcast. Let me see if I can get it from yesterday here. Let me see if I can get it from yesterday. And I'm going to put it in the comments here. Let me see here. I'm going to put it in the comments for you. If you didn't watch it yesterday, go back and watch it today, because you're going to understand. Now, listen. Oh, my God. This is what the devil doesn't want you to understand. With all you're getting, get understanding. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, woo. Oh, somebody's going to get it. Come on, somebody give him praise, because, yeah, oh, my God. Listen, this, you, even though you went through some struggle, yesterday was the 40th day of the year. 40 in the Bible represents probation. So it's a divine completion of testing and preparation. Woo, you're stepping into power and anointing. It's a call to take possession. It's a time of supernatural renewal and strength. And it'll be a time of divine revelation and open doors in your life. It'll be the time that your preparation is complete and you can step into his divine grace. Our glory, because he's refined you in the wilderness, and now I release you into purpose. This is the time of supernatural empowerment, fresh vision, divine acceleration. You will walk forward in the authority I have given you, for my anointing rest upon you. The waiting is over. The time is now, says the Lord. Woo! Come on, somebody. Now listen, high glory. It's your time. Woo! But listen, you must activate the time by sowing the seed. Okay? You must sow the seed. The Bible says, "While I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So, but listen, you can't have a harvest while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You cannot have harvest without first sowing seed, okay? So listen, get your seed ready. We've been challenging everyone to do the 2025 seed, okay? For those of you that can do $225, listen, some of you need to do the 2025 seed, because God says it's time, you're on a new level, and he can't activate your next level of financial wealth unless you trust him with the wealth. So the 2025 seed, $2,025 seed. Listen, now, if you want the prophet's reward or what's called the teruba, you can sow it, according to Ezekiel 44:30, into the hand of the priest. And you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause, speak the blessing in your life. You can use my Cash App at $2ProphetMDBryant. Now listen, if you want to use the ministry, PayPal, QR codes right there, use the Zelle, restore MININTL@gmail.com, or you can use the Taruma and use my information right there on the right side, but sow your seed. Father, I speak right now. Woo, my God. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. I declare and decree that as they sow the seed today, high glory, it's going to activate a supernatural tidal wave of non-stopping, unending prosperity, wealth, and divine health in their life. Woo! In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Don't miss this week. Go back, watch tomorrow's broadcast. Watch yesterday's broadcast. Can we begin to open up the portal? Oh, glory, Hikesha. Woo! That the wilderness time in your life is over. Well, I'm trying to get this to somebody. That the time of the wilderness in your life is over. Oh my God, I wish I had somebody with me today. The time of the wilderness in your life is over. Thank you for joining in. We'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed.